There's more to graduating than a diploma. NPR's Vertime Grosvenor says it does not even have to have anything to do with school.
I was in the supermarket and overheard two women talking about a certain man. One said, "Oh, I graduated from that." Graduation. Moving on. The word graduated sounds better than "I outgrew him or her or them." But do we really outgrow people or do we just grow? I have a friend who graduated from contempt to appreciation of the eggplant. When I first met him, he couldn't stand eggplant. Well, in my house, eggplant's a regular on the menu. My friend, a regular dinner guest, grew to like it. Many of our graduations take place at home. Posters of Jimi Hendrix, Angela Davis, Huey Newton, and those bullfight posters that hung unframed on the living room wall have graduated to the hallway, framed. In the 1930s, when writer James Baldwin graduated from New York City's PS 24 Elementary School, he wrote the lyrics for the school's graduation song,
which they sang at many graduations long after Jimmy had gone.
The writer's mother, Bernice Baldwin, after more than half a century, could still recite her son's lyrics by heart.
"Farewell, farewell, dear Mrs. Eyre," that was his principal. "You have given us such loving care. We are grieved to say goodbye to you. You taught us to be true. You tried to make us very fine, and thoughts of you will ever shine. They will go with us forevermore, the memories of happy days at 24.
I remember my graduation from elementary school. It was a serious thing, a proud time. Many of our parents were immigrants from the South, from Ireland, from Poland, from Armenia. For some of our parents, sixth grade graduation was beyond their schooling. I remember what I wore that day. Shiny black patent leather Mary Jane shoes and a mauve-colored taffeta dress with ruffles that my grandmother made for me for my graduation day.
NPR's Vertime Grosvenor is a writer and culinary anthropologist who lives in Washington, D.C.